We heard you. 9 years of Bring Back the Snack Wrap, and you've won. But maybe you should have asked for more. Say hello to the Hot Honey Snack Wrap. Now you've really won. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
Moncrief on News Talk.
In the not too distant future, you might get a blue box in the post. We Ireland is dispatching 1 million of them to homes around the country in a bid to encourage us all to recycle our batteries more. Leo Donovan is CEO of We Ireland. Afternoon, Leo.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Give us the reasons why you shouldn't leave all the used batteries in a drawer. What might happen to them?
Well, look, first of all, the reason we're recycling all our batteries is an EU directive. And the EU have required that all member states must take back at a minimum 45% of all batteries that are sold. Okay, so the reason we want to do that is primarily to recover all the metals and parts of that's in the battery, prevent the battery going into landfill and causing contamination. But safety, I suppose, is also one other particular reason that we don't want people leaving batteries hanging around their house for any length of time to regularly to have them sent down to the place where they bought them in the local retailer or down to their local civic community site. But not to be putting them, most definitely don't be putting them into their waste bins.
Okay.
Because look, the risk of putting them into your waste bin is the bin gets crushed, it gets compacted. In that process, compacting, potentially the battery could get damaged and then it could be thermal runaway and the potential for a fire. So that's why a lot of the waste management companies have a message out there to customers, don't bin your batteries.
And, right, okay.
Yeah.
So they could ignite.
Look, if only if they get damaged. And what's the lovely thing about our process is, you know, you bring it back to a designated collection point. It goes to a very safe process of handling, management and so on. There's no fear of your batteries getting damaged when it comes back to a We Ireland collection point. So look out for our blue battery boxes. They're in all the supermarkets. Any retailer that sells a battery will take back a battery. Same with the local authority sites. But also, look, just think about what else contains a battery. You know, vapes is a big challenge at the moment. We have millions of vapes being sold every year. They all have a battery in it. That's how the vape works.
Can they be recycled?
Yeah, we want people to put the vapes into the blue battery boxes, the We Ireland battery boxes. Consider, once you finish with your vape, realise you have an electric component in your hand. It has a battery in it. Bring it back to the shop that you bought it from. They will take back the vape, or back to any local shop that sells batteries. They have a battery box. They'll take back the vape.
Right. Okay. So when you bring back your battery, where does it to a recycling centre of some sort? What happens to it then? Where does it go?
Yeah, look, so we have a collection programme. We do about 8,000 collections around the country of all these boxes from retailers, from the local authority sites. We bring them back to our recycling centre in Tullamore, where we sort separate out the batteries into their chemical types. Once we've them sorted out into their chemical types, then they're packaged depending on the different materials, particularly lithium batteries. They're more prone to go on fire. Button cells as well. We would really emphasize if you come across a button cell, tape it up because if those button cells get damaged, they potentially can cause fires. So we package them properly and then have them sent over to mostly Germany for further treatment where the different materials in the battery are recovered and recycled.
Okay. So, and when it reaches Germany, when they take out the various constituent parts, how much of that is reused?
Oh, a good bit. Yeah, for sure. Like we've got the cobalt, we've got the black mass, you've got the different materials and so on. We have a recycling efficiency of 80-odd% recovery of these materials. So hence why like the EU are very concerned and very keen that we recover these materials. It's not just the batteries we're keen on recovering. It's all electrical appliances. Anything with a battery or a plug, we want to recycle. And in those items, there's a lot of critical raw materials. You know, with all the geopolitics going on and people fighting over Greenland and wanting to own all these different places, because of what's in the ground. But yet again, we have it in our everyday life. It's in our everyday products. I'm looking around your studio here, I see your television. You know, it contains iridium. We want to recover those critical raw materials. So bringing it back to excellent system where you know the material is going to be recycled and there's an opportunity to recover those critical raw materials, that's what we're about.
Yeah, and so then when they take out those raw materials, Do they go to make more batteries, or could it be anything?
No, basically the product then will be sold as a raw material in the market and may or may not go back into a specific battery, but the different products. So if we have the aluminium or the metals or the coppers, like they're all recovered from the process, plastics as well, they will all go back to different, but they are sold as a raw material on the worldwide market.
Yeah, and for electrical items, you know, electric heater or something that's a plug-in, what happens to that then? Because obviously, is there raw materials in that? Is that what it's recycled for?
Yeah, well, this is a good example. Your oil-filled radiator that people are using probably during the winter months, when we get that back, when it comes to its end of life and no longer is working, we decant the oil, and the oil is sent for proper treatment. And then you're left with a metal product that can be recycled and recovered, and it'll definitely go back into the remanufacturing process.
But it's the constituent parts of that. It's kind of melted down and turned into raw materials, or is it the actual heater is somehow reconstructed?
Oh, no. Basically, what we are mainly doing at the moment from our side is recovering the raw materials, right? So the metals, the plastics, the glass, and so on. But we're moving forward onto the circular economy, right? And where the circular economy initiative is coming from is the reuse and the repair and extending the life of the products. So there's a new circular economy act coming out from the EU very shortly, which will then emphasize, look, we need to bring our recycling levels up another level and look at reuse, extending the life of the products, repair, reusing of the component parts. And we're working now with our members on achieving that for the government.
And all the things that are sent to recycling, all the electrical items that are sent for recycling, are they sent within the EU for recycling?
Well, we do a huge amount actually here in Ireland on the recycling. So all your small components, your little radios, all your small appliances, your electric toothbrushes and so on, that all come back to us. We process them here in Ireland and we are able to bring it down to all its fractions, and then those fractions are sold in the world market. So 85% of all those small appliances that, again, I see around here, just so you don't, what you have at home, get the people to think about all your appliances, your electric drill. So on your electric drill, you might have a battery as well as the electric drill itself, your small electric toothbrush, right? Don't forget about those. Your remote controls, the children's toys, right? So, like, really want people to think of all the appliances that they have around the house that have come to their end of life, to make sure they're brought back to the retailer where you bought, or any electrical retailer. There's free take back. There's no purchase required when you bring it back to an electrical retailer. They will take it back. Or to your civic amenity site. It's one of the few waste streams now that you can go in, tell the person at the gate, look, I've got electric appliances or batteries for recycling, and it's free to have those recycled into local authority sites.
Leo Donovan is CEO of We Ireland. Leo, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.